PT Associates of Emporia has experienced physical therapists who have provided quality care to our community for more than 35 years. Our mission is to empower individuals to achieve optimal health and well-being through personalized, compassionate, and innovative physical therapy services. We know you have the choice where you receive physical therapy, and we want to thank you for choosing PT Associates. Contact us at 620-208-7878. PT Associates of Emporia, located at the corner of 12th and Industrial.
All the latest sports news and views, actions and reactions, your questions and comments. This is Saturday Morning Sports Talk on KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local.
Live from the historic Roger Hartsick Interview Room, this is Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by longbinato.com. And the full crew is here today. Blake Cripps, Tim Miller, Dylan Sherwood. It's been a while since we were all three here on a Saturday morning. Tim, how's it going?
Going well. How about with you?
Getting some last-minute prep done for Emporia State softball and working on it right now.
There you go.
My laptop in front of me right now. Just a couple of things to button up. Excited for senior day. Rain is in the forecast.
Yes, it is.
It's not supposed to be that heavy, though. The last I looked, during the entire doubleheader time, Emporia is only supposed to get, it's supposed to be raining, you know, somewhat constantly, but we're only supposed to get about 0.03 of an inch of rain during that time. Now, tomorrow morning, things are going to change here.
Yes, they are.
Yep. Sounds like it's going to be
get a little more than that.
A little bit different tomorrow, like maybe over an inch of rain tomorrow. But I think they'll be able to get the games in today. Dylan Sherwood, how are you over there? Obviously, living in the past with your OKC Thunder hat on.
Hey, playoffs.
Did they make the playoffs this year?
They're the number one in the West.
Number, are they really? Wow.
Yeah.
That shows you how much attention I've paid to the NBA, which is absolutely
I'm not wearing the Royals hat. It's kind of disappointing right now. The boys in blue, the offense is not going well.
You are correct, and it was interesting because after the game, you know, Matt Quatrero was being asked the same generic questions, and I feel like it would be being the radio or beat writer, reporter, interviewer for baseball would be harder than any other sport because you talk to those guys 150-plus times a year.
Yep.
And it's like, well, you know, what do you say, you know, after the fifth time in a row where it's like, you guys just can't hit? You know, how do you change that? How do you change that question to make it so it doesn't seem like you're just saying, well, yeah, do you have anything else to say? There's really nothing else to talk about with the Royals right now because that is the main point of concern. I think it's the main thing. The reason why they're not winning is because of that. And he said something interesting. Q said after the game, he said that these guys know that they're not playing to their level right now. The first thing that I thought of was like, well, I understand why you have to say that because you're the manager of the team. Because you believe in these guys, because you helped put this team together, him and the general manager. But my first question was, how do you know that? They're playing to their level. Maybe, just maybe, we're like less than 25 games into the season. So there's really no reason to have a, you know, I'm sure that if we were doing a daily sports talk show, we would be talking about the Royals at some point. I'm not sure when you pull the trigger on this conversation on that show, but since we do a show once a week, you know, we have like one segment of one show. And by the way, we'll be talking with Coach Eckert, the now in his last year for Emporia High as the boys and girls golf coach. We'll talk with him. Boys are still in the middle of their season. And we'll also be talking with Jackie Morris. She's the tournament director of the Glass Blown Open. Last year, of course, the Dynamic Discs Open. Name change this year. We'll talk about all of that. She will also be on the show. The Glass Blown Open is next week here in Emporia. So that's what's coming up here today. Also get to our Main Street Athletes of the Week. But, you know, when you are looking at the team based on last year, which was a huge surprise, I think the thing you have to start asking yourself, if you're a Royals fan, you're going to be realistic, is are they not playing to the level that they actually are, or did they just play way beyond their actual level last year? Because at some point, you know, funky seasons can happen where you greatly outsurpass expectations. The Royals were definitely that team last year, but at some point it's like, you know what? that Royals team from last year, that wasn't real.
Yeah.
This is who these guys are, and this is what they should have been last year. They got lucky. The stars aligned. I don't know why those seasons. Like Denny Matthews said about baseball, you don't know nothing. But it happens, and it's still too early, I think, to make that call. But at some point, as a fan, you probably have to start wondering, are they not playing to their level, or is this the level, actually?
Well, if you look at history of baseball, there's not very many seasons where a team exceeds the previous year's win total by almost 30.
Yeah, I mean, I was like most ever.
Yeah, I mean, that just doesn't happen very often. So I think to your point, unfortunately, and we're only 21 games in, there's still, good Lord, 140 left to go.
Plenty left to go.
But I tend to think that they're maybe somewhere in the middle of that in terms of maybe they've gotten a little bit better, but I don't think we're 80-plus wins better just yet. You know, obviously, we knew coming in the offense was going to be the key. They had to hit. I mean, pitching's obviously been good. It has been good this year.
I agree. It's been solid.
But you can't have just two guys in your lineup hitting with any consistency, and that's been Bobby Witt Jr., who's off to another really good season.
He's off to a Bobby Witt Jr. start.
And Garcia has hit pretty well this year. Outside of that, it's been pretty sporadic. So, obviously, I mean, you can't score one and two runs a game and expect to do much.
No.
So, we'll see. Like I said, it's a long way to go, but I really think we're somewhere in the middle of what we saw last year and what we're seeing so far this year.
Well, and Denny said when I talked to him, like, hey, if the outfield, he said in so many words, if the outfield bats don't hit better, it's, you're going to see the kind of year that the Royals are going to have. And, you extrapolate this 21 games over 162, that seems to certainly be the case thus far.
Well, when Ishbel is your best outfield hitter right now, he's hitting a whopping 230.
Yes.
I'm sorry. You have problems.
Yeah, not a fan of that at all.
MJ Melendez, that experiment needs to go bye-bye. You cannot be batting 100 and playing for the big leagues. And
correct. 1,000% correct.
Jack Caglione, the number one prospect in the at Double A right now. I think a lot of Royals fans are thinking about, including myself, when is he going to be in Kansas City? Because, and I always think about this when there's a prospect, like when Bobby Witt Jr., like, well, when's he going to come up? When's he going to come up? And, this is the same thing with Cags right now. When is he going to show up? When's he going to make his major league debut? I mean, he's raking right now at Northwest Arkansas.
Understandable. I would always say don't mortgage your future because your team stinks now. Yeah. And then the reason is because you see guys that will come up to the show and they're not ready because the guys on the team at the time stink. If you think that this is going to be a Bobby Witt Jr. type of player that you can, try to hang on to for a number of years and make a cornerstone of your franchise for a 5-6 year window, if you can keep control of them for that long, don't rush them up just because you need them now. If he's up here next year, whatever. It's not like the Royals are in the same spot that the Chiefs are at right now, where it's like, okay, they need to maximize their Super Bowls right now in this window. I don't know when it's going to close. Maybe it'll never close for the Chiefs. I kind of have a feeling that at some point the Chiefs' window is going to close, and they're not going to be the Super Bowl favorite almost every year. The Royals are not there right now. In baseball, you kind of, at least historically over the last 20 years, teams will kind of build up, and then they will have a window of 4 to 5 years. It's like, okay, during this time, you need to maximize your trips to the World Series and your championships. Whatever happens afterwards, happens. The Royals did that. They gave up some future prospects because they're like, we need a little bit of something. We need a utility bat. Let's go get this guy with a funny last name. Bring him in. Zobrist does a great job. We need another starting arm. Let's go get Cueto. And then they had a great, back-to-back World Series appearances, won a title. Absolutely worth it. Right decision. Now, the team stunk after that, from 2017. 2016 to 2021. And I'm not going to say that all of that was just because they went for it. Some of that was because of some bad decisions and players that Dayton Moore missed on, without a doubt. But the Royals are not in that window where it's like, okay, gosh, if we don't take advantage now, then it's going to be over. They're not there yet. So I don't rush him up, but, yeah, I'm excited to see what he can bring. Now, would I like to see him sometime this year? Hey, maybe he's going to come up in September. I don't know when that time is, but they need to make sure that he's ready. If he's ready next month, he can come up, hit 300, and, you know, have confidence, and great. But if he comes up, struggles, gets a mental block, that's not going to be good for the team long term. Then all of a sudden your number one prospect is shot, and you don't have anything for it. So coming up next, we've got Coach Eckerd of Emporia High Boys Golf. But first, let's go ahead and name our Emporia Main Street Athletes of the Week. As you guys know, each week during the show around this time, we will name one Emporia High athlete, one area athlete, our Emporia Main Street Athlete of the Week for their great performances during the week. And so, Dylan, who is our Emporia High Emporia Main Street Athlete of the Week?
I got two I got to come down to, so I was kind of rock,
paper. We've only had 26 minutes to make this decision. You knew that we were going. We took a longer first segment. How do you not
flip
have
a coin?
Decided?
They both deserve it so bad, but I know each one of them could be selected here in the near future too.
Hey, this is like the movie Highlander, man. There can only be one.
All right, well, let's see. The two that are up for it right now. Allie Weiss won back-to-back diving meets this week. She won an 11-dive meet at campus on Tuesday, then won a 6-dive meet on Wednesday in Topeka. And then Paige Newland was the top girls female in the long jump at the KU Relays and taking third with a PR of 39 feet half inch. So there's my that's why I'm stuck on this.
Hey, it's a tough one, but yeah, it's time to make a decision.
I think I'm probably gonna have to give it to Paige next week, but I'll give it to Allie Weiss this week. When you go back to back diving meets and win them both back to back days, that's impressive. I know Paige is doing long jump today, and there's a reason why she can be up for it next week. So.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, so might as well give it to Allie Weiss. I saved it for her last year on the day of state, and then she ended up winning state. So might as well get out of the way here this week with Allie Weiss of the girls' diving team. Back-to-back days of first-place finishes. Had to go all the way to Wichita to win one, an 11-dive, and then next day go to Topeka and win a 6-dive meet by 71 points. So.
Yeah, she's just absolutely crushing her competition right
yes.
now. She's
well, and she so got impressive. So she got second in a meet at Shawnee Mission a couple weeks ago, and I was maybe kind of stunned because her sister, Haley, got second in her first ever meet, and then in her senior year at state, got second at state as a senior. So I was kind of surprised because Allie went undefeated last year, and then she finished second in a meet this year. And then I was like, man, this kind of surprised me. So, but I know she's recovering from a little surgery she had. But
yeah, I'm not real worried about it.
But
Allie
but Allie Weiss, we'll go with Allie Weiss this week. Girls diving team.
And how about our area athlete of the week?
Yeah, this was a big performance. And this guy might be winning a state championship in 3A. He threw 203 feet half inch. Earlier this week for Osage City, and he was our first fall athlete of the week in the fall. Kaysen Parsons of the Osage City boys track and field team. It's a school record as well. So Kaysen Parsons, Osage City boys track and field team, our Emporia Main Street Area Athlete of the Week.
And congratulations to our winners. If you've had an athlete that had a great performance during the week, get a hold of Dylan at 342-1400. You can email him SherwoodD@KVOE.com or make your submission online, KVOE.com/athlete. That's KVOE.com/athlete. When we come back, we will talk with Rick Eckerd. He is the Boys and Girls Golf Coach in his final year as the Boys and Girls Golf Coach at Emporia High. He's coming up next here on Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by Long longbineauto.com.
Chevy Truck Month is happening now at Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia. And now's a great time to get great savings on new Chevy Silverado models in stock. Choose from our inventory of 2025 Silverado 1500 Crew Cab models, like a 2025 Silverado 1500 RST Crew Cab 4x4, and save over $7,000 off MSRP. Or get a 2025 Silverado 1500 LT Crew Cab 4x4, also with $7,000 off MSRP. Or save thousands in interest and lease a new 2025 Silverado 1500 Custom Crew Cab 4x4 for only $499 a month. Chevy Truck Month is a great time to get into your next Chevy. So why not do it today? Come see us at Longbine Auto Plaza or visit us online 24/7 at longbineauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. Payments based on 36-month lease, 12,000 miles per year, $4,500 cash or trade equity due at closing, plus TTNO.
Are you looking to start or expand a business in the area? Do you want to invest in property development? Do you want to help build or grow events that draw people to our area? Are you someone that wants to volunteer to make the region better? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Emporia Main Street is the organization for you. Visit Emporia Main Street at 727 Commercial Street or visit us online at emporiamainstreet.com. Your path to a better community starts at Emporia Main Street.
I'm Ryan Radke with This Week in the NCAA on Westwood One. In men's D1 hockey, a new champion has been crowned.
The clock down to 15. The players on the bench already jumping around. They're hugging on the bench, starting to celebrate. The clock at 10 here in St. Louis at the Frozen Four. The clock winds down. Western Michigan wins its first ever national championship.
Brian Tripp with the call on Westwood One as Western Michigan defeated Boston University 6-2 last Saturday in the NCAA title game. The victorious Broncos, led by head coach Pat Firschweiler, were making their first ever appearance in the Frozen Four. Their semifinal debut against defending champion Denver went to double overtime before sophomore Owen Michaels scored the game-winning goal. In the national championship, Western Michigan held just a one-goal lead heading to the final period, but then Michaels found the back of the net twice to help secure the team's historic title.
Means everything. This is a program-defining moment. Every year, each and every year, it seems like the standard and bar keeps getting raised, and we took a lot of pride in doing that this year.
A new journey after the tourney, next on This Week in the NCAA.
You know what's better than a limited-time deal? An unlimited-time deal. That's why the Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag with a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, 4-piece nugs, Junior Hot and Crispy Fries, and small soft drink is available all the time. Because the best time for fresh, never-frozen beef and Applewood smoked bacon is all the time. Duh. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot. For the best deal of all time, gotta be Wendy's.
Unlimited time does not mean forever. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California via third-party delivery. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Biggest stars were selected in Monday's WNBA draft. No surprise, three-time All-American Paige Beckers was selected first overall by the Dallas Wings. Beckers just capped off her collegiate career by leading UConn to the national championship. Her former Husky teammates Caitlin Chen and Aubrey Griffin were selected in the third round. That's This Week in the NCAA. I'm Ryan Radke on Westwood One.
Live and local sports news and views. Saturday morning sports talk on 96.9 FM and 1400 AM KVOE.
Welcome back to Saturday morning sports talk driven by longbineauto.com as we are talking Emporia High Golf. The Emporia High Golf team in the middle of their season. The boys getting set for state here in a couple of weeks. We are talking with their head coach Rick Eckert, recently announced that he's going to be retiring as the boys and girls golf coach this spring after a long distinguished career over 20 years of leading Spartans and Lady Spartan golf. Coach Rick Eckert for Emporia High. Coach, how are you?
We don't have him, Blake. I'm trying to get a hold of him.
Oh, we don't have him. Okay.
You might want to let
me know before I start talking.
Sorry.
That would be the time as the operator would tell me, the host, hey, we don't have him, so I don't talk like we do have him. So, and there is, I will give Dylan some credit. He may have texted me. I don't know what happened to my phone. My phone may just
be, I don't know.
Because, I've got it charged in. It's I don't know what's happening with the phone right now. So
that, I don't know.
That's a little bit concerning. Yeah, apparently it was just dead. I thought I had like 20% last night. Apparently not. So it's at 1% right now. Okay, so we're efforting Rick
Ecker. We are efforting.
Who is retiring after this year. 20 years as the boys and girls coach at Emporia High. Of course, probably the best year was the Lady Spartans finishing second at state in 2022 when they won their first Centennial League championship. Coached, of course, Gentry Sheevy, went on to play 4 years at Nebraska. And Emporia High boys, why don't you give us an update, Dylan, of how they've been doing this year. Obviously, Hudson Souter coming off of, he had a third place finish here recently.
Yeah, it was at Manhattan.
Yeah, that's right.
This past Monday, they were third as a team behind Manhattan and Washburn Roll. They play a really competitive tournament about 10 days ago at Wamego. Saw a lot of the same teams they saw at Manhattan. They were 13th, but also I think it was like 26 strokes or something like that, but it was like somewhere around that between first and 13th, so it was very competitive.
That's tight.
But it was a bunch of – it was a majority – it was a tournament that was filled with 6A schools, like a lot of the Kansas City schools. You know, Washburn Roll was there, Manhattan. But I think Aaron Harder is very excited for Tuesday because they get to go play at Firekeeper Golf Course up there.
Of course.
By Mayetta. And, you know, the casino's there, too.
So. Why? You're just going to throw him under the bus like that?
I'm not trying to throw him under the bus. Sure, he's just excited about that.
For sure. So, Emporia High Boys Golf, excited for – I know that they feel like, you know, if they play their best golf, then they should have a chance to go into the postseason and make it into postseason golf. So that would be really great for them.
And
so,
they get to have three meets on their home course this year, which is very rare.
Sure.
So they get to host the Centennial League tournament here in a couple weeks. They have their typical home meet, and the 5A state tournament is here.
Got it. And I'm assuming that's all at Emporia.
Yeah, out south.
Sure. Down south.
Home to the great Marcus Circle, where he knows what he's doing.
Marcus does a great job hosting everything. It's been a while. When was the last time? I mean, you don't have to look it up, but has it been a while? Because that course down there has been a very, very active state championship site. Now, so typically it's been the smaller classes, but when was the last time 5A was down there? Do you guys know?
I know 5A girls was here within the last 7 years.
So within the last decade, it's been a decade or so. But they've been one of the more regular sites that it's always hosted.
Yeah, it's like it's rotated between here, Hutch,
and a couple of others.
Yeah,
so they've been a really
Garden, Dodge, McPherson.
Yeah, they've been a really active site, so they definitely know how to do it. It'll be a great event, and certainly it should be a home course advantage for Emporia High without a doubt. So that should certainly help things out for Emporia High to be down there. So we'll continue to effort Rick Eckert here as we get set to transition. If we can't get him, then we'll be off to Jackie Morris. She is the tournament director of the Glass Blown Open. Talk a little bit of disc golf, which it's looking like with the rain on Sunday, next weekend might be the weekend that you want to be having disc golf here in Emporia, so that would be nice. Emporia State, by the way, just as we kind of fill time here, Emporia State baseball, they absolutely thrashed.
Yes, they did.
The Riverhawks. Oh my gosh, they scored 56 runs in the series to absolutely pound the Riverhawks, get a much-needed sweep over Northeastern State, try to build a little bit of momentum. They've got a game in the midweek against Fort Hays State coming up. That will be on Tuesday on the road, and then they're back at home next weekend for their Senior Day series. And we'll have that for you over on Mix 104.9. And looking at the baseball standings, Emporia State, after that sweep, you know, they went from bottom half of the conference all the way up to fifth.
Woo!
So there's a group of teams you know, you've got the top four that have 20-plus wins, and there, of course, is Central Missouri at 23-6 leading the way. You know, the Newell's Big Newman Jets fans, as the Jets, every once in a while, they'll pull one out, and they got an upset win over Fort Hays State in game one of their series. So Fort Hays State took a loss, and so then you've got Pittsburgh State, Central Oklahoma. So you've got a little bit of a race right now. Central Missouri is also playing better. They have won seven straight games. And then Emporia State, they've won five games in a row. Then Rogers State at 14-15. From there, you've got several teams. The next five teams are below 500 with at least double-digit wins. The top 10 are going to go to the playoffs. It's going to be single elimination bracket style. I'm not sure that that's what the baseball coaches want, but that's what they have this year. So they've got two more teams in, but they're all playing it at one site. No more first-round series at the home site. That's not happening. So it's going to be a lot more wild and wacky in the postseason, that is for sure. And with Emporia State softball, of course, having that on the air today as we get set for a doubleheader. It's Senior Day against the Newman University Jets. We'll have that for you at Mix 104.9 with a noon first pitch today. Might get on just a little bit after that because they've got the Senior Day festivities for them. It's Central Oklahoma and Pittsburgh State. Pittsburgh State playing well in softball, both tied with Central Oklahoma at 18-4. Then Rogers State and Missouri Southern each have 14 wins. Central Missouri has 14 wins. Emporia State right now is in the second-to-last position in the standings. And Emporia State only has four more games to go. Now, I haven't looked to see exactly where it's looking like. Fort Hays State, Nebraska Kearney, Northwest Missouri, and Northeastern State, they all are going to be, they've all had played the same number of games. They're all one game clear. So it is very, very tight between the bottom five teams trying to fit into, let's see, that would be the last three slots. But Emporia State's got one game to make up on four teams in front of them. So with that context, this becomes a very critical series here today against Newman. Newman is the only team in the league that has been eliminated from postseason contention. They're 2-18. So they had to win the two games they played against Central Missouri yesterday, went out, have the stars align, maybe gravity shift the direction. Everything had to happen. That's gone now for the Navy and Red. But, you know, for Emporia State, you know, with the, if they went out, they can get to 11 wins. That you're probably feeling pretty good about 11, but you may still need a little bit of help coming back. So it's going to be very, very interesting for Emporia State here next week as they try to claw their way into the MIAA tournament. Washburn, the Turnpike Tussle, is going to be their last series of the season, and that's coming up against Topeka. Washburn, by the way, at 12-10, 30-19, so not quite as good as they have been in previous years, but still a solid, solid team. Emporia State at 7-13 in the conference, so big, big games today against the Newman Jets. We'll have that for you with a noon first pitch over on the Hornet Sports Network and Mix 104.9. That's a thumbs down. Okay, thank you. This is how communication.
There you go.
This is communication. We communicate. Sometimes we don't always communicate that well in the building. Like we can talk on the microphone. We make sure that it sounds good going out. And I'm not saying that, you know, obviously when a guest cancels, you know, you got to do what you have to fill. We don't plan for this fill time. You do with the best you can. But we do make sure we have an engineer make sure the towers stay good. We have the microphone make sure we just calibrated the audio to make sure that sounded good and make sure we knew which knobs controlled which microphone. Took care of that this week. But sometimes communication in the building.
Not always the best.
Great job on that. But hey, we love you, Dylan. But hey, we're here. And next week for the show, by the way, our plan is, and of course, as you guys know, that can always change, but we'll be talking with Phil Metz, Emporia High girls swimming head coach. Mm-hmm. And also we'll be talking with, I believe we're going to get Coach Hill, Justin Hill. I have to classify.
Yeah, make sure like which hill it is.
Five
yeah,
Coach Hills.
Yeah, how many?
Coach Hill for cross country, Coach Hill assistant softball, Coach Hill head coach baseball. Unless there's another one, and there could be that I'm forgetting. Those are the three. But you got Emporia State hosting the track and field championships for the MIAA at Welch Stadium the next weekend. So that would be the weekend of May 2nd through the 4th, or maybe 1st through the 3rd.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
But they'll be hosting the MIAA Track and Field Championship, so we're going to get a preview of that from Justin Hill. He has been the guy who had been in charge of kind of the track and field operations. He's moved into a bigger role, so he's not as involved in the operations now as he's been promoted to the head cross country coach, taken over last year for that. But he still knows a lot and still will have a lot to do with getting that event put on. He can certainly talk us through some of the distance athletes there for Emporia State. So that is what's on the schedule for next week. And KU Relays are hosting some Emporia State Hornets and Lady Hornets today as they are making their run through the KU Relays. So a good opportunity for them to get a win here today. Well, let's go ahead and step aside here real quick as we have got Jackie Morris. She is the tournament director of the Glass Blown Open. And with her schedule, obviously, very, very busy getting set for the Glass Blown Open. She's got plenty of work to do this week, so she not available.
Hey,
so Dylan and I talked with her last week or earlier in the week, so we're going to go to Jackie Morris. We'll have her on next. This is Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by longbineauto.com.
Chevy Truck Month is happening now at Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia. And now is a great time to get great savings on new Chevy Silverado models in stock. Choose from our inventory of 2025 Silverado 1500 Crew Cab models, like a 2025 Silverado 1500 RST Crew Cab 4x4 and save over $7,000 off MSRP. Or get a 2025 Silverado 1500 LT Crew Cab 4x4, also with $7,000 off MSRP. Or save thousands in interest and lease a new 2025 Silverado 1500 Custom Crew Cab 4x4 for only $499 a month. Chevy Truck Month is a great time to get into your next Chevy. So why not do it today? Come see us at Longbine Auto Plaza or visit us online 24/7 at longbineauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. Payments based on 36-month lease, 12,000 miles per year, $4,500 cash or trade equity due at closing, plus TT&L.
Are you looking to start or expand a business in the area? Do you want to invest in property development? Do you want to help build or grow events that draw people to our area? Are you someone that wants to volunteer to make the region better? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Emporia Main Street is the organization for you. Visit Emporia Main Street at 727 Commercial Street or visit us online at emporiamainstreet.com. Your path to a better community starts at Emporia Main Street.
Good morning. This is Chris Lewis. The Heat handle the Hawks in an overtime play-in classic.
Wiggins at the left elbow, stops his dribble, fires out. Hero right side three. Oh, it's good. Oh, the Heat are a cheat code in OT.
That on ESPN Radio, the Heat finish the Hawks 123-114 in the Eastern Conference play-in. Battle for the eighth seed, so Miami has a first-round matchup against the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Heat have made the playoffs for six consecutive years, and Tyler Hero in the game led the way, 30 points, 7 rebounds, and 7 assists. Over to the Western Conference, battle for the eighth spot between the Grizzlies and Mavericks went the way of Memphis, 120-106. So Memphis moves on to face Oklahoma City in the first round. That series begins on Sunday. Ja Morant, 22 points, 9 assists, 7 rebounds. He came into the game questionable with an ankle injury. Crazy game in Major League Baseball. Cubs beat the Diamondbacks 13-11. The teams combined for 21 runs in the 7th and 8th innings. Third game in Major League Baseball history where both teams scored 10 or more runs from the 7th inning on. Much lower scoring game. The Yankees beating the Rays 1-0, 5 straight wins for New York. Dodgers get a brilliant performance on the mound from Yamamoto. He has 10 strikeouts, goes 7 innings, doesn't allow a run as the Dodgers beat the Rangers 3-0. Francisco Lindor for the Mets walks off the Cardinals 5-4, and the Phillies behind Zach Wheeler blast the Marlins 7-2.
Progressive knows there are some surprisingly expensive things in life, like frames. because you found a classic 70s concert poster. But when you went to get it framed, you realized the frame will cost about four times the amount of the poster, which is actually absurd because no one will be looking at the frame, and if they are, then you severely overestimate how cool this poster is. But then you remember by switching your home and auto to Progressive, you could save hundreds and put it towards a classic 70s concert poster in an absurdly overpriced frame. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
John always listens to his truck. So when his brakes start talking, he goes to AutoZone, where a helpful AutoZoner gets him the right parts. If John has time to put them in, he borrows a kit with Lonatool. And if he doesn't, he gets a free shop referral. No hassles, just help. Everything you need, nothing you don't.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Deposit required for Lonatool. Restrictions apply.
Live and local sports news and views. Saturday morning sports talk on 96.9 FM and 1400 AM KVOE.
Welcome back to Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongbineAuto.com. It's that time of year when we start talking about disc golf. Of course, you guys know that the Glass Blown Open is coming up next week. And with things going very, very rapidly and very, very busy time heading up to next week's event, earlier this week, we talked with the tournament director, Jackie Morris, to get set for next week's Glass Blown Open. Well, Jackie, thanks so much for the time. Really appreciate it. The first thing, obviously, that people will notice is like, gosh, wasn't it the Dynamic Discs Open last year? I know that the Glass Blown Open is kind of the legacy, historic name of the event, what it had been called for a long time, back when Coach McCabe started the event. What's the difference between the two names, and what's the significance of bringing the Glass Blown Open name back?
Yeah, of course. First of all, thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Secondly, yeah, so Glass Blown Open, it is this kind of festival feel event. It's going back to our roots. So we more recently have been the Dynamic Disc Open because we were on the Pro Tour. This year, we're actually not on the Pro Tour. So we are doing the Glass Blown Open. And I believe that this will also kind of help separate in the future. When you hear the Dynamic Disc Open, you know the Pro Tour is coming to town. When you hear Glass Blown Open, you know it's just a Dynamic Discs event. It's going to be this festival fun time.
So obviously, there's a chance that the Pro Tour will be coming back in the future.
Correct. Yes.
And so is it like a rotational basis? Every, you know, do you get to host one of those every 2, 3, 4 years, or is it just kind of a year by year deal that the Pro Tour makes a decision whether they're coming or not?
For them, it's a year by year. Just like the PDGA, we have to apply for bids, and so we're running Junior Worlds this year, but next year we're not running a major. Same kind of idea for the Disc Golf Pro Tour is they get all these requests for different types of events, and this year they chose the KC Wide Open, which is actually happening this weekend, and that's Kansas City. It's so close to Emporia. You know, it just didn't make sense to do two events in Kansas.
Absolutely. Well, I guess the next difference would be, what are the kind of players that we'll get to enjoy and see out there at the Emporia courses next week?
So we are still offering all of the divisions: professionals, age protected pros, age protected AMs, and then amateurs. So a fully encompassed event.
So Jackie, courses that will be utilized here next week?
Mm-hmm. They will be the Jones Park East and West, Champions Landing, and Peter Pan.
And obviously, those will be set up any different than if you were just going out, hey, I want to go play disc golf, let's say today, as people are hearing this. Will you guys set up the courses a little bit differently for this event?
So everything will be still in place, but yes, you'll see canopies, different things like that, maybe some basket covers and cones in different areas so that they are forced to play a specific layout.
How many players do you anticipate playing here next weekend coming to town?
Roughly 400.
Okay.
So hopefully they'll bring an extra person as well, and we'll just have, you know, a big old disc golf party.
Is it like a various different age groups? Or
yes.
Just, could you kind of old, young players?
Yes. So all,
you guys have a kind of spectrum of all different
correct.
Divisions that people can play in, right?
That's the cool thing about disc golf. You could be 0, 99, you know? so, yeah, we have the age protected from 40 to 80. And then you'll see kids and juniors too, like high school students coming and playing some of those like rec or intermediate divisions as well. Some of them even playing the professional divisions because they're so good. So that's the kind of cool thing about disc golf. Yeah, you could be any age.
We're talking with Jackie Morris. She's the tournament director for the Glassblown Open. Everything starts on Friday. They got some activities earlier in the week, though, next week that we're going to tell you about. Do you guys have any notes for people who are wanting to attend these matches, whether it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday? I know certainly the feel on Sunday will be a little bit different with it being a championship day, but any notes, parking, anything like that that people need to be aware of so that they can come out and enjoy these games the right way and obviously park where they're supposed to and not get in your guys' way?
Yeah, we actually have parking maps on our website on dynamicdiscs.com, and it's /GBO. But just, you know, making sure that you're not driving through the park or anything like that, because discs will be flying and people will be walking everywhere. But parking lots obviously are good to park on, along streets, different things like that. Spectating is free. You can go out and spectate anytime. Tee times will run between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. roughly, so you can go any time of the day. And then it's golf etiquette, basically. So you just make sure that, you know, you're not being too loud, you're following the card behind them, not out in front of them, different things like that.
And obviously, just to follow up real quick, Dylan, you know, I know that some people, this may be a disruption to their normal routine, but, you know, I don't know, if you're walking your dog every Saturday morning at Jones Park, I'm assuming that you're going to be politely asked to maybe not walk your dog there this Saturday.
Yes, or just, you know,
stay
if you
off
see
the course.
A cone, or yeah, like maybe stay on the path, different things like that, because we still want people to be out there and enjoy the park, but the course itself, that's the part where like, hey, maybe, you know, don't step on there, don't pick up any discs or anything like that.
And I believe at Peter Pan, next Friday, Emporia High softball plays a doubleheader there, so that's gonna be a little chaotic parking.
Maybe I think we should be done hopefully before.
Yeah, because maybe. they start at 4.
Okay,
so.
Yeah, we should. The course will be starting to clear up by then.
Right, sure, excellent. It'll be fine. I know the one thing that you had mentioned, Jackie, and this is something that happens every single year, but you guys are always looking for volunteers.
Yes, we are.
And I know last year you said that you guys were pretty good when we talked to you last year. Mm-hmm. Sounds like you are still looking for maybe a couple holes to fill.
Mm-hmm.
Her email address is Jackie, spelled the normal way, J-A-C-K-I-E, at dynamicdiscs.com. But what are some of the roles and holes that you're looking to fill for this event?
Well, we definitely always need help at the distribution center when we are running check-in, getting people to go back and stamp their discs. And then there's also other things too, like helping on a course, helping with tee-off music. Maybe it's tearing down the course at the end of the event. And I always say many hands makes less work. So yeah, we are doing, I believe, volunteers get a disc, $25 voucher for every 4 hours they work, a shirt, and a hat.
So a $25 voucher to Dynamic Discs, I'm assuming.
Correct.
So you could get a full new bag. You could rack up a nice new set of discs by working just one weekend.
Yep.
Jackie, any other tournaments that Emporia will be hosting here after GBO?
Yeah, so Dynamic Discs will be hosting the PDGA Junior World Championships in July. That's July 12th through the 19th. We'll definitely need volunteers for that. Yeah. That event's pretty cool because you've got kids from 8 to 18 competing for world titles.
That was here a couple of years ago.
Yes,
I remember.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, I remember there was kind of a spotlight on some of the Emporia youngsters,
yes,
too. I think one was Isaiah Esquivel.
I know, and now he's on the college team.
Yeah,
crazy.
Sure. Well, I mean, I would assume, and you would be, I mean, I don't think there's anybody that would be more in tune with the pulse of the disc golf community here than you would be. I'm assuming that Emporia, compared to other communities, probably has a lot higher participation in terms of high schoolers, middle schoolers, and even elementary school kids that are getting out and slinging the disc around.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Having 27 courses in a 30-mile radius and a basket at every school and discs and PE and things like that, it's pretty cool to see.
I know that another thing that you had mentioned is that while the actual disc golf will start on Friday, there are some kind of kickoff or tee-off activities to get the whole event started earlier in the week, maybe as early as Thursday. What are some other earlier things in the week that the public can kind of come out, maybe meet some of these disc golfers, mill around, and just get excited for the event?
Yes. Yeah, so if you do want to see the full event schedule, again, I encourage you to go to dynamicdiscs.com/GBO. There is a full event schedule there with everything that's going on. I know Bourbon Cowboy will have their mini disc golf course up starting Tuesday. Emporia Arts Council will be hosting Kids Design a Disc. And again, this is, yes, it's for the disc golfers, but it is for the community. There's all kinds of things. There'll be a reunion round. There's leagues. There's a welcome party at Radius Productions. All kinds of different stuff. So, yeah, lots of things for the community to enjoy as well as the competitors who will be coming.
Once again, you can get all the information online on the Dynamic Discs website, dynamicdiscs.com/GBO, of course, standing for Glass Blown Open. Tournament director Jackie Morris joining us. Have a great weekend next week. Hope the weather holds out for you guys next week. You said that many hands make light work. I'm also assuming that good weather makes lighter work as well.
It does, yes. I always tell people that we will do reverse rain dances.
Sure.
We just make it go back, and it can come the week after. That's fine. But
It sounds like some might be coming the week before as yes. well, as it turns out.
Yes, which, again, that's fine. Make the courses green. Things like that. But yeah, during tournament play, it would be really nice if it did not.
So we will hope for good weather coming up. Once again, the Glass Blown Open next week. Jackie Morris, tournament director, thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Always great to talk a little bit of disc golf with Jackie. And like I said, boy, she's a tireless supporter of disc golf at Emporia. Nobody better than her.
Yeah, most definitely. And she's grown in the disc golf scene here in Emporia, and you know, being tournament director, it's always an honor to get to talk to her, just catch up about what's going on.
Yeah, she's the normal job, of course, is at communicating and coordinating events. They are media representative and does a lot for Dynamic Discs, so we really appreciate Jackie Morris. Glass Blown Open next week. Coming up on the KVOE schedule for the rest of today: Matinee baseball coming up. Royals and Tigers, game 3 of a 4-game set. Pregame 11:30. First pitch 12:10 right here on KVOE. I will have noon softball for you today. Emporia State taking on Newman. That'll be an 11:30 a.m. pregame over on the Hornet Sports Network, Mix 104.9. Senior day for the Emporia State Lady Hornets softball team, so we'll have both games for you today over on Mix 104.9. Royals and the Tigers for a noon pregame on Sunday, 12:40 for the first pitch on Sunday for Royals and Detroit baseball. So that is the plan for sports this weekend. And, of course, you can get the sports schedule online anytime at kvoe.com/calendar. Thank you very much to Coach Eckert. For Dylan and Tim, I'm Blake Cripps. This is KVOE Emporia. We'll rejoin the Infinity Sports Network here in just a moment. Have a great rest of your Saturday.
Lynch delivers. Albies pokes it back in the middle. Frazier scoops it up. Steps on second. Throws to first. In time, a double play. Daniel Lynch strands a pair.
So here's Junior with two down. Swing and a ground ball. Base hit left field. Bobby Witt Jr. drives in Michael Garcia. And how many times did we say that in the first half?
Listen all season long on your home for the Royals, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, KVOE.
Marketing. I think the NBA's gone that way in a lot of regards over the last couple of years. And it's something that they've got to fight back against at some point. But I will say, you could put to bed now any kind of complaints or issues with the play-in tournament. There's no bigger leap, probably, in terms of quality of performance, the energy exerted. It's both a blessing and a curse for the association, in my opinion, because it speaks to maybe how little everybody's invested during the regular season. When you watch some of these playoff games and the quality of the performances and